We continue on with our locker room chats. Week one of high school football. It starts Friday night and couldn't be more excited. And now we get to talk about the Panthers here of Royal Valley and head coach David Boucher. He joins us. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Coach, real quick, before we dive into a brand new season, 2023, just a quick thought on last year, 2-7, Big Seven, is as good as it's been in a long time with Nemaha Central winning the state title. You had Holton, who reached the 3A title game, and then a Sabetha team that got to the Final Four. It was just a very, very, very difficult league top to bottom. But just 2-7 year in year two, how'd you feel things went, and just kind of a note and takeaway from last year?
We took another step. You know, this is my second year as a program, and being with the kids as the head guy, and we took a step. You know, we scored close to 14 more points per game, and we gave up 10 less points a game, so the margins got closer. And you mentioned Sabetha being in the Final Four, but Hayden's in our district, and they made the Final Four and lost to Holton. Their only two losses of the year were to Holton, and so like our district produced the two best teams in the East. So our schedule is fantastic for us. It gets us ready to go, and there are challenges and at every game, and it's a great league, and it's a great schedule to be a part of.
How's the off season been with the summer workouts, the 7-on-7s? How do you feel the roster is constructed and prepared for this year? And you got some key guys and some key spots coming back, but just overall, how do you feel about the roster construction, and how has that looked in preparation for the week one matchup?
You know, overall, you know, we have 47 kids out, which is the largest team in Royal Valley in 10 years. We've got our first freshman team in 10 years since 2013. And so, we're just continuing to make steps. Our youth program and our middle school program, our developmental programs are doing wonderful. Our coaches are doing great. I think we have like 24 youth football coaches doing a great job getting prepared for us. And we keep getting better. You know, our summer program was fantastic. We had 32 kids Panther dedicated, which is 90% attendance or more. So 36 out of 40 days, or more. We had another 8 kids, student athletes that were 75% or more. So that's 41 out of the 47 that is coming out. And so our level of dedication has gone up. You know, our pad camps and our camp and our 7-on-7 have prepared us for our season. It was a great time to evaluate students. Overall, just our captains, you know, whether it's our returning captains and Aiden McKenzie and Cody Wassinger, Tyson Parks and Robert Griffith, you know, as a junior, returning captains there. And then our new captains, Mason Ashley, senior, Jackson King's a senior, and Jackson Stevens as a junior. Like, they've really taken big steps as leaders to really get kids on the same page and really motivate and kind of all, to use the PJ Fleck term, all kind of row in the boat all at the same time in the right direction. And so it's been fun to be a part of.
I want to talk about your senior quarterback and Aiden McKenzie. You mentioned him there. He's a third-year starter now coming back. He's also an all-league defender in the secondary, so just talented on both sides of the ball. What's the biggest step you've seen from him this offseason and the excitement you see with him leading the charge offensively, not just offensively, I guess, with what he does defensively, but just seeing the progression from him?
Anytime you see a junior to a senior, special things happen. And a lot of our guys did that. So, you know, Aiden does a wonderful job in motivating the guys and talking to people, but also physically he's almost 15 pounds heavier than he was a year ago. I think he increased his squat max by almost 50 or 60 pounds. For pound for pound, he's a two-time, you know, his body weight squatter. So, it's impressive. He still maintained his speed and got faster through that weight gain. And so he's an extremely hard worker, and he's added his vocal leadership. Could still grow a little bit there, but I mean, anytime you have a senior quarterback, anytime you have a guy that cares as much as Aiden McKenzie does and comes from a great home, anytime you can do that, you know, it's going to be special for your team.
Royal Valley is hosting Hiawatha in the season opener on Friday night. We'll talk about the matchup between the Panthers and Redhawks after a quick timeout here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Royal Valley head football coach, that is David Boucher. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Brandon Tabman with you as well as the Panthers get set to host Hiawatha in the season opener on Friday night. Of course, a broadcast you can catch on the Hiawatha channel at mscsports.net. All right, Coach, let's talk about Hiawatha a little bit. They went 2-7 last year, and talking to their head coach earlier this week, Michael Downard, again, it was just a bizarre year. They dealt with a lot of injuries, key spots. I mean, the bodies were down by the time they played their last game, but they seem healthy as you could possibly be after that, and they seem fired up and ready to go. What do you expect from this Hiawatha team in 2023?
You know, Coach Downard is a great coach, a good person, and a quality person to compete against in our league, and so he's going to get them ready to go. You know, it really was a tough break, you know, for him. You know, the Barnhill kid was one of the best returning athletes in the entire league and maybe in the entire state of Kansas. And he goes down early first quarter of the second game of the season. Of course, we played him when they were full strength, ready to go, and senior laden. And so on our end, there's a lot of question marks, you know, because we didn't get to see him play. But, you know, on their end, for this season, that allowed them to get experience, some of their juniors, some of their sophomores, you know, getting a year, kind of a half a year ahead of schedule as far as varsity playing time. And so they pose a lot of challenges for us in game one, a lot of unknowns, and we're excited to get going. And you know, his option game and his kind of flex bone spread quarterback run stuff, you know, is tough to defend. We got to play disciplined football in week one. Or he could come out with something completely different. That's what's crazy about week one. And then we got to get off the ball and block and play hard on offense and execute and take care of the ball, and we'll be all right.
How good is your offensive line going to be? You bring back four starters and the importance of them, not just for the success of your team and your offense, but just the importance of those guys. Should have mentioned them in the first segment, but just wanted to kind of backstep to, again, you guys and your four starters returning in the offensive line.
I mean, we got some dogs up front. And Coach Roy's, I think, the best offensive line coach in the state of Kansas, and, you know, a former player for us and a Shrine Bowl guy, and, you know, four-year college football player, and, you know, it's just a high-quality coach, and so he gets them right every week and gets them prepared throughout the summer, gets them ready to go. But, you know, Cody Wassinger is, you know, as I mentioned, all-league defensive lineman. But he's going to be a three-year starter and captain. He's just a quality individual, and he's going to go hard. You know, Eli Torres was a starter a year ago, big body and high quality. You know, he moves better than his 300-pound frame would indicate. But he's got great feet. He's got smooth feet. Mason Ashley got elected team captain this year and is a two-year starter at center. You know, he kind of leads and kind of starts the communication up front. You know, he's a, you know, good guy, really active in his church youth group and really focused on being a high character, high quality person. And then we have our Robert Griffiths, comes back as a, going to be a 3-year starter as a junior, also team captain, going to be a 2-time captain for us. You know, big body again. Just wonderful feet for his size. You know, he had to deal with a broken foot issue for half the year last year, so he got his season cut short. But he's hungry to get back after it. And then we got some question marks at right tackle. Our only non-returning starter, and you know, whether it's Mason Irwin or Josh Rodewald, who's a freshman. Cyrus Harding got starts as a sophomore or as a freshman a year ago. He's gonna be a sophomore now. Dusty Shane and Roden Gentile, like we got sophomore depth coming behind us there. We're kind of excited to watch that happen.
Finally, Coach, real quick, before we get you out of here, just a couple keys and expectations for this week one matchup on Friday against Hiawatha.
Well, it's just like anything else. We got to take care of the ball and we got to play hard. If we sprint the ball on defense and we get turnovers, if we sprint and execute our job on offense, and we take care of the ball, then good things are going to happen.
There it is, David Boucher, Royal Valley head football coach, entering year three at the helm, and they'll get Hiawatha at home on Friday night in the 2023 season opener. Once again, a broadcast you can catch on the Hiawatha channel, and you can find that link over on our website at mscsports.net. Coach Boucher, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday against the Redhawks. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Brandon.